Hi, I'm Robert Wolfert, and in this lesson I want to show you the command that you should run first every time you've just logged in into a Linux system. And this command is the only command that gives you with just two keystrokes this load of useful information about the Linux system. Additionally, we will talk about the time of your system and how to find out the time zone it is configured with. And I will explain how to find out if your system is currently overloaded or not. And we will find out if there are currently other users working on a system and what are they doing. Yeah, Linux is a multi-user environment, and often it is very useful to see what other users are doing on a system at the time you are working there. And before diving in, if you are working at the Linux command line, then you know it's almost always about the tools you can use there. And if you like the power of the Linux command line, you will love this. Go to shelltoolbox.com and have a look at my new book, the Shell Toolbox 2.0. This book gives you all the commands you need for your daily work at the Linux command line, with every tool shortly explained and with example calls. Yeah. If you are interested, it is Shell Toolbox as one single word, shelltoolbox.com. But back to the command I want to show you here. The command with the probably most useful information per keystroke. The command I am talking about here is the command W. This command is the command I personally call every time at first if I have just logged in into a system, and typically remote via SSH. If you call the command W, how does the output of this command look like? What is the information you can get from this tiny command? Well, if you run the W command, it will give you at least three lines of output. It will give you some more if there are other users currently working on the system, but if you are the only logged in user, then you'll see exactly three lines of output. The first line of the output gives you a bunch of useful information about the current state of the system. And the second line is then the headline for the table that is built by all the other following lines. And this table gives you a list of all currently logged in users and what they are doing right now. Okay, so let's start interpreting the output with the first line. This first line starts with the current time. The current time as the system knows it, yeah, corresponding to the time zone that is set for the system or for your environment. This gives you not only the information on your progress of the day, but it gives you also a good hint if the system runs with the exact time or if the time is simply somewhat out of sync. This is especially useful if you later on examine log files or perhaps you rely on timestamps of files. If you are in doubt, and if you want to double check the time or, much more important, the time zone your system uses, then simply call another command, the command date. This date command shows you, beside system time, the current date and the time zone your system is currently configured with. Okay, but back to the output of the W command. After the current time, the first line shows you a second time field, the current uptime. This field could say, for instance, something like up 21 minutes or up 15 days and 45 minutes. This info gives you a good feeling about the, I would say, freshness of the system. You'll see if the system has just booted up or if it runs for quite some time. If I'm on a system where I, for instance, see an uptime of several hundred days, yes, I'm not kidding, I'm regularly seeing in customers' environments systems with uptimes of more than a year. And if I see this on a system, then I know that this system has very probably not received security patches in regular intervals. Yeah, because security patches from time to time also patch the kernel, and patching the kernel typically needs a reboot of the system. Yeah, unless you are on a really modern and perfect configured system that supports the live patching for the kernel. Yeah, there are such systems, but typically such a long uptime is often a sign for a not so good maintenance. Okay, so the first line of the W command shows us the time, the uptime, and then the third field gives us the information about how many users are currently active on the system. Yeah, let's skip this field for a minute and let's have a look at the last field of this first line. This last field gives you the information about the load the system is currently under. So let's have a look. The load average on a Linux system always consists of three values. And to be more exact, it consists of three average values. Yeah, we have the average for the last minute, the average for the last 5 minutes, and the average for the last 15 minutes. Yeah, so we have 1 minute, 5 minutes, 15 minutes. But what's the meaning of these values? The kernel, which is the main component of every system, observes how many processes want to do something, how many processes want really to do something. You have to understand that a typical process or program, if you like this phrase better, a typical process on your system most of the time does nothing. It does nothing but waiting for input, yeah, or waiting for data over the network, or waiting for a certain time to do something. Yeah. And then after waiting, the process does the things it needs to do and then it waits again. And the kernel regularly counts the number of processes that currently really want to do something. And the kernel calculates an average of these numbers. Yeah? Every time the kernel feeds the CPU with some work from a single process, the kernel takes the number of all processes that currently want to run and it calculates these three averages. Yeah, one average for the last minute, one average for the last 5 minutes, and one for the last 15 minutes. So if, for instance, we had a process active that wants to run and run and run and run, yeah, for instance, an endless loop without any waiting inside, then the kernel would always see as a minimum this one process as a process that wants to run. And therefore, all these three average numbers will go up to one. Yeah, obviously, first the 1 minute average, later on the 5 minutes average, and at last the average for the 15 minutes. So, but what do these numbers tell you about your system? Well, first you will see if the current load of the system is the same for the last 15 minutes or not. Yeah, if all averages 1 minute, 5 minutes, and 15 minutes are roughly the same, then you know that the load of your system, the load you are observing currently, is somewhat constant, at least over the last 15 minutes. If they are not the same, then of course you can see if the load of your system is currently going up or down. Yeah, if the current load or the 1 minute average load is much higher than, let's say, the average from the last 15 minutes, then you know that you are observing a sudden higher load, a load that currently lasts shorter than 15 minutes. The other way around, if the 1 minute average is significantly lower than the 15 minute average, then you are currently observing the system during a cool down period. The load of the system is currently going down. That leaves us with the question, is your system overloaded? Or is it bored or has not much to do? Well, for this, we need to know how many processes can your system run in parallel without slowing them down. Yeah? As a simple rule of thumb, a system can run as many processes in parallel as it has CPU cores without slowing them down. Yeah? So if you have a single processor system, a system with a single CPU that has only one single core, then this system can run only one single process at any given time. Sure, it can run multiple processes in parallel, but then these processes have to share this single CPU and therefore they will be slowed down. Yeah? If you have a system with two CPU cores, it doesn't matter if you have one CPU with two cores or two CPUs with one single core each, then your system can run two processes simultaneously without a slowdown. And Obviously, quad CPU system can run up to 4 processes, and a system with 8 cores can run up to 8 processes in parallel without slowing them down. Yeah. So with this in mind, we can assess the load average we see here if we know the number of CPU cores the system has. If the load is higher than the number of cores, and the most important value here is the 15 minutes average, then we know that our processes run slower than they would with enough CPU cores. Yeah, simply spoken, your system is currently overloaded. Don't get me wrong, the load average, the 1 minute or the 5 minute values, can surely be way above the number of CPUs without seeing a problem. Yeah? A single core system could have a 1 minute load of, for instance, 25 or so. Yeah? You'll see such values from time to time. Yeah? Imagine, for instance, a mail server that processes a sudden spike of emails. Yeah? But if you see a constant high load, the 15 minutes value, yeah, then either something on your system gets out of hand, or you simply have to add more CPUs to handle all the needed tasks. Yeah? Or you have to distribute the tasks to do to several systems. But what if you don't know the number of cores your system has? Then you can simply have a look into a special file. A special file where the kernel gives you the information it has about every CPU core. Yeah? You simply have to count the cores you see within this file. And the most simple way to get this information is with the cat command, the command cat. Use the cat command to print out the special file proc CPU info. Yeah? So type in cat as the command, then a space, and then as a parameter /proc/CPU info. This prints out a block of information for every CPU the kernel sees and knows. Yeah? And you simply have to count these blocks to get the number of CPU cores your system has. And with this number at hand, you can now say together with the load average if your system is currently under high load or not. Phew. That was a lot of information only about the first line of the output of the W command. Yeah? So let's summarize. We have the current time, we have the uptime, we have the number of active users, and we have the load average. This leaves us with the number of active users. And here, the most interesting information isn't the number of users itself, but what are they doing right now? What are the users doing right now? And this information can be read from the other lines of the output of W. Yeah? All output lines but the first one build a table of currently logged in users, the current users table. And the headline of this table shows you the values you can expect within the columns. Yeah? And every line below the headline shows the information for one single logged in user, for one user session. Yeah? You see the name of the user, the login name, and the column from shows you if the user is connected over the network or not. If connected over the network, yeah, typically via SSH or PuTTY, you will see here the IP address or the name of the host from where the user is connected. Yeah. The next column with the header login gives you the login time. And third, and this is the column I always have a look at if I'm not the only one working on the system, this is the column named idle. The value here shows you if the user is currently really working on the system or if he hasn't anything typed in for the last, let's say, 4 hours or so. Yeah? From time to time, I come across a system where I see another user logged in, not just me, yeah, and this other user has an idle time of multiple days. And then I know this user isn't really doing something at the system, but he has simply forgotten to log out. Yeah, this typically can happen if the user has logged in directly at a console, yeah, not via SSH or PuTTY, and then he simply leaves the system without closing his shell, without a logout. Yeah. Okay. And finally, here, the last column. The column with the headline what. This column shows you the command that is currently run by the shown user. Yeah? The line that contains your current session will simply show here the W command.